This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. The first batches of the COVID-19 vaccine arrived in the Valley this week. And for many of us, the milestone represents a light at the end of a very long and traumatic tunnel. But it will still be months before the vaccine is available to the general public. And in the meantime, new cases are being reported at record high rates across the state and the country. Here with the good news and the bad is FM89's health reporter Carrie Klein for our weekly COVID-19 update. Welcome back, Carrie.
Hello, Kathleen.
So, I don't really want to ask this, but I know that I have to. How has the Valley fared this week?
Terribly, unfortunately. You know, there's no other way to put it. New infections are soaring. You know, in October, the Valley would see around 200 or 300 new cases in a day, and now we're up to around 2,000. And as I predicted last week, we have now broken the records we reached over the summer for new daily infections and weekly infections in this area. We've also broken the record for number of COVID patients in area hospitals. We were up to 1,200 as of yesterday, and our ICUs are also approaching record highs. For the last week, they've hovered between 0 and 5% availability for any patients, COVID or not. And sadly, around 90 people have died of COVID in the last week, way up from the lows of only a few dozen per week in October. And of course, because of all this, the ICU capacity particularly, the stay-at-home order is still in effect for our region and will be until at least the end of December.
Okay. Well, this week's biggest news is the vaccine. California, I understand, was slated for 327,000 doses in this first wave. What has that local rollout involved?
Yes, of course, this is fantastic news. This is the arrival of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine that got emergency authorization from the FDA last weekend. Locally, we were allotted almost 17,000 doses in a six-county area of the San Joaquin Valley. For the most part, they're being delivered to county health departments. That's where they started, particularly those with ultra-cold freezers to store them. And then from there, they're distributed out to healthcare partners. The first shipments began arriving on Tuesday, and some hospitals began administering them the next day. That includes Valley Children's and Madera, but some others, like Adventist Hospitals in Fresno, Kings, and Tulare counties, will not begin administering them until Monday.
And what do these vaccines actually look like? Like, paint us a picture of these little guys arriving to save the day.
Right. Well, so they were delivered in what looked like kind of typical moving boxes. It would almost be a little anticlimactic if you didn't know what was in them. And most of the space in these boxes was actually taken up by dry ice and, you know, the cold packs, keeping the vaccine at negative 70 degrees Celsius. That's negative 94 Fahrenheit, by the way. That's colder than the average winter temperatures on Antarctica. The vaccines themselves are in teeny vials stored in small boxes. And because the vaccine is concentrated, you can actually fit almost 1,000 doses in a box the size of a large hardcover book. It's really neat how little space they take up. And each box had a device on it that kept a digital log of its temperature throughout the transportation process. And that made sure that they all stayed cold until they reached those ultra-cold freezers.
So who is getting these first doses and how is that determined?
So each county has allotted a certain amount of doses for individual healthcare facilities, mostly hospitals, and then those facilities get to make their own list of who will get them. Most of them are prioritizing healthcare workers with the most exposure to COVID-positive patients. That, of course, includes doctors and nurses, but also janitors and transportation workers with a lot of patient contact.
But 17,000 doses for the entire Valley, that sounds like not nearly enough to cover everyone with patient contact.
No, it certainly will not be. There are more than 30,000 healthcare workers in Fresno County alone. On top of that, each person will need a second dose 3 weeks after the first to ensure the highest immunity possible. However, more shipments are already being planned. Governor Newsom earlier this week estimated as many as another million vaccine doses could be delivered by the end of December. That includes more of this Pfizer vaccine, as well as some from the Moderna vaccine, which is on track to get emergency authorization soon as well.
So, when are we in the general public likely to have access to the vaccine?
Not for a while, I'm afraid. You know, some health leaders have estimated as early as late January or early February, but many others are predicting the summertime, you know, after we get through not just healthcare workers, but other high-risk populations like the elderly and those in nursing homes. Because health officials are quick to point out this vaccine is not the solution to all our problems, and that we all need to stay on our guard and keep taking the precautions necessary to protect ourselves and bring these case rates down.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathleen.